Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Metzora, Tumas Nido, Perek Tezvov, Posuk Yud Tes. Most people, when they hear the concept of Nido, they automatically associate it with the Isur of Tashmish Hamito that a Nido has, which is true, but that's not our topic. That will come up at the end of Parshas Achrimois and at the end of Parshas Kedoshim in the context of Arayos. Our topic is dealing solely with the issue of Tumas Nido. And this is what the Torah referred to at the beginning of Parshas Tazria by Tumas Yoledes when it says, Kimei Nidas Devoiso Titmo, that a Yoledes has the same Tuma as a Nido. Ve'insho kisihiye zovo dom yihiye zivo bimsoro shivas yomim tihiye v'nidoso v'chol anagia bo yitmo ado orev. And a woman who has blood oozing out of her private part, a natural phenomena of a healthy functioning body of a woman, she will be a nido for 7 days, whether she saw dam for 1 day or all 7 days. And anybody who touches her during that time will be tamei until the evening, provided he went to the mikvah by day. Says Rashi, ki sihiye zovo, yochol me'echod mikolei v'reho. You may have thought, if dam oozes out of any part of her body, she will become tamei. Talmud loimar, v'igil so es mekoro domeo. We have a pasuk at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, dealing with the Isur Tashmish Hamito of a Nido, and over there it says, she has revealed the dam that comes from her Mekoir. A Mekoir is a womb. That teaches us, in dam metame elo abo min hamokoir. Dam is only metame anisha if it came from the womb, not any other part of her body. Dom yihiye zoivo bivsoro, in zoivo kori zoiv letame elo imkein hu odoim. The only oozing liquid that is metameher is only if it's red. That is the definition of dam. It has to be red. Benidoso. What is the literal translation of the word nido? Kamoi umitevel yeniduhu. A posuk in sefer Iyov that will be distanced from people. Sheimenudo mimago kolodom. A nido is distanced from the touch of people because she shouldn't be metameher. Tihiye benidoso. Afiru roaso elo reio rishoino. Even if she only saw 1 day, nevertheless, she is Tmeas Nida for 7 days. And what is the status of this Tuma? Pasuk Chof. V'choin asher tishkav olov benidoso yitmo, v'choin asher tishkav olov yitmo. Any bed that she lies upon while she's a Nida will become Tomei. And any chair that she sits on while she's a Nida will become Tomei. בכל הנוגעי אבא משקובו יחבד בגודו וברוחז במים ותומי עד העורב. And anybody who touches that bed that she laid upon is tomei to the extent that his clothing are also tomei. And he and his clothing have to be put into a mikvah and they will be tomei until the evening, provided they went to the mikvah by day. בכל הנוגעי אבא כל כלי אשר תשב עליו יחבד בגודו וברוחז במים ותומי עד העורב. And anybody touches the chair which a nido sat upon has the same status. He and his clothing are tomei, and if he and his clothing go to the mikvah by day, then they will be tomei until the evening, harev shemesh, and then they will become tohoyo. Posuk chov gimel v'im ala mishkov hu. Oy ala keli asher hi yosheves alov benog oy voy yitmo ad ha'orev. Posuk Chof Gimel has two topics in it, and it's a bit hard to read the posuk. Bear with me. Topic number one is referring back to Posuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis. In Posuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, we were told that if somebody touches the bed or the chair that the nida lied or sat upon, is tomei, he and his clothing. Posuk Chof Gimel is adding to that. If somebody lied on the bed or sat on the chair even without touching the bed or the chair that the nido slept, lied or sat upon, he also needs to go to the mikvah, he and his clothing. That is the first topic. And that comes out of the following words. V'im al hamishkov hu asher hi yosheves olov. I specifically skipped the words Oya Lakli. That has to do with the second topic. Sounds a bit strange, but that's how Rashi learned Pshat in the Pasuk. The second topic of the Pasuk, Oy ala kli binog oivoi yitmo ad orev. The kli is referring to a melkov, which is a saddle. The sitting part of the saddle has the same din of a moishov, but a saddle has a part in front that you hold up, that you hold on to, and in back that supports the back, like we saw in Perek Tesvav Posuk Yud, by the melkov of Ezov. So if a nida sat on a saddle that has a din of a melkov, then somebody who is benog oivoi, somebody who touches those parts of the saddle, then yitmo ad orev, then only he is tomei without his clothing. Identical to what we saw by Zov above in Posuk Yud. That is a kula that a melkov has that Mishkov and Moishav do not have. If somebody touches a Mishkov and a Moishav, he and his clothing become Tomei. But if somebody touches a Melkov, which a Nida, or the Zav above, that sat upon, such a person only becomes Tomei himself without his clothing. Says Rashi, V'imala Mishkov hu hashoichev oi hayoishev al Mishkovo oi al Moishavo. Somebody sits or lies down on the bed or on the chair of a nida, afilu loy noga boy, even if he didn't touch it. Afu bedas tumo amura b'mikro elyon. He has the same status of tumo of psukim chof aleph and chof beis, of somebody touching it. Shaton kibus b'godim. That's the first topic of the posuk. Second topic of the posuk, ala kli l'raboy ses amelkov, talking about a saddle. B'nogoy boy einoy medaber elo ala melkov. These words, binogoy boy, is only going on somebody who touches a melkov, not the mishkov and moishov. Shinisrabo me'alakli, the words alakli are talking about a melkov. Binogoy boy yitmo, ve'inoiton kibus b'godim, she'amelkov ein magoy metamei odom letamei b'godim. A melkov has that kula that we saw by Zov, and it applies here also, is not metamei odom letamei, the clothing that's on the odom. Posuk Chav Daled Ve'im Shachoy Vishkav Ish Oiso Usihi Nidoso Olov Ve'tomei Shiva'as Yomim V'chol HaMishkov Asho Yishkav Olov Yitmo. And if a man has relations with a Nido, of course it's Osur, but we're not dealing with that right now. The Isur of Tashmu Shamito with a Nido, that's Arayos at the end of Achrei Mois and at the end of Kedoshim. Right now, we're dealing with the tumah aspect. If a man had relations with a nida woman, then usihi nidoso olov. Her status of tumas nida now gets transferred to him. V'tomei shivas yomin. He is tomei for 7 days. Not like somebody who simply touched a nida. That is tumas erev. He goes to the mikvah and he's tohor by night. If somebody was boil a nida, he is tomei for 7 days just like her. And also, any bed that he lies upon will also become Tomei. But here it's important to note, the Mishkov of a Boyal Nida does not have the same status as a Mishkov of a Nida herself. The Mishkov of a Nida herself, we saw above in Posuk Chof Aleph, it has a status of an Avatumo, and if somebody touches it, he and his clothing are Tomei. But the Mishkov of a Boyal Nida is only Tomei on a level of Vlada Tumah. And if somebody touches the Mishkov of a Boyal Nida, will not become Tomei at all. Says Rashi, Usihi Nidoso Olov. Yochol Yale Leraglo. If I only had these words, Usihi Nidoso Olov, he gets the status of her Tumas Nida. I may have thought that he counts her 7 days. If he was boiler on the fifth day of her nida, maybe lo yetame elo shloisha yomim kemoisa. He only has another 3 days to go to be metame just like her. That's what I would have thought. No, he has to start the count from the beginning, and he is tame for a full 7 days. If that's the case, so who needs the words usihi nidosa olav? Just say v'tame shivas yomim. That's coming to teach us. Just like the Nida herself has a status of an avatumo, and she can be metame an odom, who is only mekabel tumah from an avatumah. And the klicheres, if she's mesit, if she moves a klicheres, similar to what we saw by Zov, she'll be metamet. Avhu, so too, a boyal nida, is also has a status of an avatumah and metame odom u klicheres. Ad kan, the fifth topic of Parshas Metzora, telling us about tumas nida, which is the dam that comes out of the isha, a healthy, functioning body. On to the sixth topic, which will tell us about a tumas zovo, which is a sickly body, an unnatural seeing of dam of 3 consecutive days, not in its natural time. Pozuk of hei veisha ki yazu vezoiv damo yomim rabim beloi es nidoso oi chisozu val nidoso kol yimei zoiv tum oso ki mei nidoso tihye timei ohi. And a woman who blood is oozing out of her private part for yomim rabim, which means 3 consecutive days, beloi es nidoso, not at the normal time that she sees dam nido. Rashi says this is referring specifically to right after she finished her 7-day count. Namely, she saw dam nido for 1, 2, or 3, however many days. She counted 7 days, she went to the mikvah. And then on day 8, 9, and 10, she sees dam. That will make her into a zovo. Oi, another example, chisozuv al nidoso. Rashi says this is referring to when she has a break between the 7-day nida period and when she starts seeing her dam ziva. She had a 7-day nida period, she went to the mikvah. Day 8 was clean. And then 9, 10, 11, she saw 3 consecutive days of dam ziva. I'm not sure what the significance of these 2 examples are, because Rashi is going to tell us for the 11 days after the 7-day nida period, any 3 days that she saw in those 11 days will make her into a zovo. So why does the Torah specify, the way Rashi learns, 3 days right next to her nida period, 8, 9, and 10, or with a day break, 9, 10, 11? I don't know. Says the Torah, kol yimei zoiv tum osa, so long as she's seeing this dam zivo, ki mei nidoso tihye temeyohi, she has the same status of a tumas nido. Says Rashi, yomim rabim, Shloisha yomim, 3 consecutive days. Beloy es nidoso, achar sheyotzu shiva simei nidoso. She finished the 7 days of nidus. Oi ki zozuv es shloisha seyom alolu al nidoso, which means muflog mi nidoso yoyim echod, separated from her 7-day nida period 1 day. Zuhi zovo. This is our topic of a zovo. And what is the difference between a zovo and a nido? Umishpoto chorut beparasha zu, the halachos are said in the following topic. Veloi kedasa nido. She has different halachos than a nido, not regarding her tuma. Regarding her tuma, it's the same status of tuma. But regarding what? Shezu teuna sfiras shivo nekim vekorbon. A zovo needs to count 7 clean days, and on the 8th day she'll need to bring a korbon, like a zov. V'anido eina tuna sfiras nekim. A nido does not need to count 7 clean days, nor does she need a korbon. Elo shivas yomim tiyeb nidoso. She counts 7 days, whether she saw 1 day or all 7 days. As long as she's not seeing at the end, she goes to the mikvah and she'll be tohoiro. Bein royo, bein shein royo. Ve'edo shuve parasha zu yud alef yoim yesh bein soif nido l'tchilas nido. Chazal darshan that there are 11 days from when the 7 days of nidus are over until the next time she could be considered a nida if she sees dam. And during those 11 days, she called shloishes yom retzufim, she tire be'achanas yoim halolu tiyezovo. Any 3 consecutive days of in those 11 days after the 7 days of nidus, she will be considered a zovo. And therefore, I don't understand what Rashi is darshaning from Boloyet Nidoso, 3 days next to the 7 days. Oikisuzovu al Nidoso, skipping a day. You could skip 2 or 3 or 4 days, as long as you're the 11 days after the 7 days. Ain't your day. Posuk Chavov, Kolamishkov, Asher Dishkav, Olov, Kolimei Zoivo, Kemishkav Nidoso, Yihielo. Any bed that the Zova lies upon while she is a Zova, and this includes while she's counting the Shiva Nekim. So long as she did not go to the mikvah, she has a regular status of a Zova, whether she's seeing Dam or not. She has the same halachos of a Mishkav of a Nido, namely, that if anybody touches that bed, will become Tomei, he and his clothing. Any chair that she sits upon has the same halacha of a Tumas Nido. Anybody who touches that bed or that chair will become Tomei, he and his clothing, and both he and his clothing have to go to the mikvah, and then by night they will be Tohor. Posuk Chov Ches Veim Toharo Mizoivo V'Sofer Allah Shiv'as Yomim Mevachar Titor. When she stops seeing Ziva, this word Toharo doesn't mean Tohoiro. She's not Tohoiro until she goes to the mikvah. Rather, it means similar to what we saw by Zov. When she stops seeing Ziva, then she has to count 7 clean days, and then, after going to the mikvah, she will be Tohoiro.
And
then on the 8th day, she has to bring two pigeons, or two doves. She has to bring it to the Kohen, to the entrance of Oel Moed, as we mentioned by Zov. She is also considered a Mechusar Kippurim. She may not enter the Azoro. And therefore this Pesach Oel Moed is the entrance of the Azoro, as she cannot enter the Azoro.
Pozog Lamed Voso HaKohen Es Ho'echon Chatos Es Ho'echon Oilo V'chiper Oleho HaKohen Lifnei Adoinoi Mizoiv Tum Oso.
And the Kohen should use one bird as a Chatos and the other bird as a Oilo, and the differences we saw above in Parashas Vayikra, and the Kohen should be mechaper on her in front of Hashem from her ziva. Both a zova and a zov need to bring a korban. They need a kapora. It sounds like this ziva that comes to them as a punishment for a chet, and therefore they need a kapora.
Posuk lamed alef v'izaltem es bnei Yisrael mitum osam v'lo yomusu mitum osam betam omes mishkon yashar mesichom.
And you, Moshe and Aaron, or the Bezdin, or the leaders, should separate Bnei Yisrael from their tumois, in order that they shouldn't die when they're tamei if they enter the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan while they're tamei.
Says Rashi, "V'izaltem ein neziro elo prisha to separate." V'chein neziro ochoir, v'chein nezirechov, v'lo yamusu betum osom. Harei akores shel metamei mikdash kori miso.
Really, by Tumas Mikdosh in Parashas Chukas, it says, V'nichreso ha-nevashai, he's chayv Kores. Kores include not only himself, but also his children that are young. But over here, it calls it Miso. Says Rashi, it's not a kasha, because the Kores of Metame Mikdosh, over here, we're focusing on the Misa element of the Kores.
Posuk lamed beis, zoyis tiras hazov, v'asher teitze mimenu shichva zera letome ovo.
And these are the halachos of a zov, and somebody who shichva zera comes out of him, and they become tomei. But there's a problem over here. Zoyis tiras hazov. Take a look at Pasuk Lamed Gimel. It says v'azov es zoyvoi lazochov lanakeivo. That includes a zov and a zovo. What is Pasuk Lamed Beis Zov coming to teach me?
Says Rashi, Zoyis Tiras HaZov, Baal Re'iyo Achas.
This is a new din we did not see before. A Zov who saw only once. Up until now we saw a Zov with two Re'iyois, or three Re'iyois. Two Re'iyois is Tomei without a Korban. Three Re'iyois is Tomei with a Korban. What about a Zov of one Re'iyo? Umau Teirosoi. We learn it out from the end of the Pasuk. He has the same status of a Balkeri, of somebody who Shichva Zera came out of him, even though the nature of Ziva and Shichva Zera are two different Metziuyois, as we saw in the Akdomo. Shichva Zera comes out with a Taiva, with a Kishui. Ziva comes out without a Taiva, without a Kishui. It's different fluids. This is more liquidy, and this is more gooey. But nevertheless, it has the same status of Tumah as a Balkeri, a one-time Re'i of Azov, has the same status of a Tumah of a Balkeri. Ve'adovo benidoso, says Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that's referring to a Nido. The word Dovo, Rashi told us at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, has two interpretations. Either switch the Dalid for a Zion and the Vov for a Vase, Ve'azovo benidoso, the dam that oozes out of her, or Ve'adovo is Mloshen Madve, a sickness. Because generally speaking, when a woman sees dam, she feels a little bit sickly. That includes also Lazochov Lanakevo. But why did it say Vazov es Zoivoi? It could have said Vazov Lazochov Lanakevo. Says Rashi, this is hinting to Bal Shtei Re'yois or Bal Sholish Re'yois Shetiroson Mefureshes Lamalo. We discussed above that there are two types of Zovim, a two Re'yois Zov and a three Re'yois Zov. And the last thing we discussed, Uleish Asher Yishkav Im Tmeo. That's referring to what we saw in Pasuk Chof Dalid. If somebody has relations with the Nida, he himself gets the same status of the Tumas Nida also. Adkan, the sixth and last topic of Parshas Metzora, telling us about Tumas Zovo. To sum up, what did we have in Parshas Metzora? Six topics. Topic number one, Zoistihiye Toira Sametzora Beim Tohorosoi. How a Metzora Muchlot becomes Tohoyo. Topic number two, Venosati Nega Tzoraas Beveis Erez Achuzaschem. The Halochos of Tzoraas Abais. Topic number three, Ish Ish Ki Yehiye Zov Mibesoroi Zovoi Tomehu. The Halochos of Tumas Zov. Topic number four, Veish Ki Seitzim Menu Shichva Zera. The Halochos of Hilchis Tumo of a Balkeri. Topic number five, Shivas Yomi Mitihiye Venidoso Tumas Nido. And topic number six, Vishok Yozuv Zoiv Domo Yomim Rabim Beloy Esnidoso, the Alochis of Tumas Zivo. I hope you enjoy these recordings and you get a te'elas out of it. I look forward to hearing your comments, your ha'orois, your kashas and terutzim at telephone number 052-768-0702. Yours truly, Shalom Menachem Wogelenter, Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Good Shabbos.